Hello, I'm Kristen from American Southwest Credit Union, and welcome to our Southern Arizona podcast. We're going to cover a few topics today that might interest business owners and our community. We're here today with Melanie Edwards-Barton, CEO of the Sierra Vista Chamber of Commerce. Melanie, can you tell us a bit about yourself? What is your business, and why did becoming a member of the chamber make sense for you?
Certainly, and thank you for having me today. Very much appreciated. Would love to talk about the chamber. I actually got involved with the chamber years and years ago. I moved to Arizona approximately 18 years ago, and since that time I've worked in several different types of businesses, to include nonprofits and self-employed, for-profit businesses, different types of businesses. And I always was a member of the Chamber of Commerce. So I've been a member for many years on and off, and then about a couple years ago, I became a member through my real estate company that I worked for, and I ended up being an ambassador, and then I ended up being on a co-chair of the Military Affairs Committee for the Chamber of Commerce, and then I was a board member, and now I'm the CEO. So I kind of have a long history with the Sierra Vista Area Chamber.
A lot of people don't really know what a Chamber of Commerce exists in Cochise County, or if they do know, they don't understand what its mission is. So can you explain that a little bit for our members and expound on that?
A lot of people really don't know what a Chamber of Commerce does or what our purpose is. We support commerce. So I'm gonna tell you what our mission is at the Sierra Vista Area Chamber. The Sierra Vista Area Chamber promotes business and provides leadership for the improvement of the community. We are dedicated to creating a strong local economy, promoting business and the community, providing networking opportunities, and representing the interests of business before government. So that is what the Chamber of Commerce does. That's our mission and what we're dedicated to. That's our focus.
Do you think that the chamber accomplishes this mission, and do you think that all businesses should be involved in the chamber? Is there any business that's maybe too small or too big to benefit from the membership of the chamber?
Certainly not. Absolutely, you should be involved with the chamber. Like I said, I was a member of the chamber when I was working with a nonprofit, when I was a home-based business, when I was working for larger for-profit companies. Every company we support. It doesn't matter if you have one employee, you have no employees. We actually even have a membership level for individuals and non-business. And that pertains to usually people who just want to get to know members of the community a little bit more, or maybe they're thinking of starting their own business and they're trying to make those connections and build those relationships and find resources as well. So we have membership levels everywhere from an individual and non-business member all the way up to companies with 200 plus employees. It really doesn't matter. We have nonprofit companies, we have home-based, we have associate memberships, and that's basically like if you are self-employed working under a larger company. A lot of real estate agencies are like that as well. So you have a broker, but then you have realtors that work under that title. And the company itself can be a member, but then the associates, the realtors underneath, can also sign up for a reduced cost and be a member as well and take part in all those benefits. You don't have to be big, you don't have to be small. There's no process other than complete the application or give us a call at the office in order to become a member, and we can help walk you through the process.
Is there a vetting process for the chamber? Is a business license mandatory? I think you just answered that before, that you actually do have a non-business member type. But is there some sort of vetting process to make sure businesses are legitimate or that they have a good rating? Is there anything like that?
Well, and that's a very good question. Technically, there isn't a vetting process because we go on their word for the most part. However, if somebody happens to sign up as a nonprofit and it's apparent that it's not a nonprofit, then we would probably give them a call and say, hey, I think you signed up under the wrong one. Let's talk about
right.
this, just to make sure that they're getting the right benefits for the type of business that they're running. And so that's really important for us, that we make sure that it's the right membership level for them.
And I feel like joining an organization such as yours would be great for people who are in the planning or launching stages of their business. Having a business takes a tremendous toll on your life. You're working extremely long hours with a huge amount of stress every day. Having a support system from people from the chamber, it seems like that would be very, very beneficial because you're surrounding yourself with people who understand what a typical day for a business owner might look like. It could be a valuable resource. Owning a business or being successfully employed is vastly different than going to work from 9 to 5. So there's a constant connection that other groups may not provide. So that is something that I know the Chamber would be great at, just having a networking base for. 48% of the gross domestic product of the United States is generated by small businesses. So promoting them and supporting them is of paramount interest for the health of our community. Helping to generate policies that help build our businesses or can streamline the procedures to get licensing requirements and tax requirements in place is helpful. What about the policymaking side for the chamber? How does the chamber interact with policymakers to affect change? And is there a committee or group inside the chamber organization that attends city council meetings or meetings at the state level?
Small businesses, home-based businesses, local businesses, they struggle, and it's difficult to get a business off the ground. You have to look at building those relationships in the community and networking in the community and getting your name out there and getting your face out there and becoming a part of that business community that's out there. And so that is something that the Chamber really provides different resources for and kind of creates that relationship for you and puts you in the position to market that company at a minimal cost. And so that is something that we do. In regards to the policy making side, we do have a business advocacy committee, and it's basically a legislative committee. And with that, we obviously stay in front of everything that's happening locally within our city, within the county, within the state, and then of course within our federal government and the policy making that's going on. We do have very strong relationships with the city of Sierra Vista, Mayor Rick Mueller, strong relationship with the city, with Cochise County, also with the governor's office. We were very proud to host the first ever State of the State address.
This was pretty incredible earlier this year. It was nice.
It was wonderful. It went so smoothly, and it was just wonderful. But it was wonderful to be able to create that relationship with the governor's office as well, and to be able to bring the governor and his staffers down here and do a State of the State address. And we're hoping to bring him back. But in building that relationship, that it has continued. And so throughout this pandemic, I've been on calls. Initially, it was every day, Monday through Friday, on a call with one of his staffers every day to get the updates and know what's going on and tell, not only get the updates, but give updates to the governor's office directly on what's happening in our local area. Fortunately, as we've moved through this pandemic, the number of calls has subsided, but we have direct contact links and they listen to us and they know we're here. They feel that what we have to say is very important and relevant. Being able to do that, it makes the chamber the voice of the community in regards to talking with the governor's office from a business perspective. Obviously, our mayor talks with the governor as well. From the business standpoint, we can tell the governor's office, this is what's happening here. This is what we need. This is what is affecting our businesses, and advocate for changes in policies and advocate for more support. And just to have the governor's office hear us and hear what this area needs is vitally important, because you don't know what you don't know. And if there's nobody telling you what you need to know, then you don't know.
Yes.
And
so Phoenix is a long ways away.
He's a long ways away. And we are absolutely hoping that he's going to be back again for another State of the State address. Now we're planning to make that an annual thing, but we also do meet with our senators as well and our congresswoman. And so throughout this process, we've had multiple phone calls with each of them and expressed the concerns locally. We've done polls and got information from our local businesses and shared that information with our senators, with our congresswoman, so that they know what's happening locally. So we do have at least weekly conversations usually with each of these. It's really helpful to get that information out there. And what's been absolutely wonderful is in these conversations, they listen and they ask and they want to know what's happening with the businesses, what's happening here in Sierra Vista with those businesses. And I can share that information with them, and then they can take that to Washington and use that information. So it's created a very good relevancy between the chamber and our officials. So in regards to policy, I did bring a little bit of information with me today just to give you an example. Currently, there's a coalition letter on liability relief legislation that is going. It's coming from all of the chambers of commerce throughout the United States. And so basically, we can jump on there, we can sign, and we can help advocate. And this one in particular is in regards to our businesses as they open back up. There's a lot of liability in regards to opening a business back up right now due to COVID-19. So making sure that you have your CDC regulations in place, but we all know that there's gonna be a fair amount of people that are gonna jump on the suing bus, and they're gonna be suing if they catch COVID-19 and they're gonna blame it on a business. In the legislature, that's a big deal. And so they're really trying to address that and ensure that all of these businesses, especially these small businesses, are following the guidelines, but yet it's not a trivial thing if they end up getting sued. And so they're trying to make that not another second pandemic is everybody right. Getting sued, because we're trying to support those small businesses. So we're working with the other chambers of commerce and the legislature to help, further that and protect our small businesses. As far as the city council meetings go, I attend the city council work sessions every other Tuesday, and then the city council meetings every other Thursday, that I know what's happening in the community. And then I share that information. If there's anything really relevant to the businesses, then we share that through our website and our Facebook page.
Fantastic. So what I know with the current pandemic, the events have been sort of put on the back burner, but what kind of events do you support on a yearly, weekly, monthly basis that people would have the opportunity, in the near future, hopefully, to attend and look forward to?
It's been difficult to have to postpone or cancel some of those, but we are still working on getting those going again. We have scheduled a virtual networking at noon for the last Wednesday of each month. We're hoping that eventually we can merge that into some in-person, some virtual, depending on what the person is comfortable with. But of course, that depends on CDC regulations. We're also looking at getting Good Morning Sierra Vista going again as well, probably
virtually.
Yes, I'm
looking forward to that.
Yes. And it will probably be virtually the first time, just because we can't gather in groups of 10 or more at this point. And so, but what we really want to do is get information out to the community. We partner with the city of Sierra Vista. So our purpose for that is having speakers that talk about our economic impact or economic development or support for our small businesses. And so it's educational. So we really want to be able to get that going again. So it's likely that we will have the next one virtually. And then hopefully from there on, we'll be able to merge back into in-person. We have tentatively scheduled the Home and Business Expo on August 29th. And that's at the Mall of Sierra Vista. We had to cancel the Health, Wealth, and Lifestyle Fair, but what we did for our vendors is we just transferred them, if they wanted to the Home and Business Expo.
Oh, great.
So we're hoping that it'll be big and it'll be a really good promotion for our members, for all the vendors, for our sponsors, and we just hope it'll be a good event for people to come out and do some shopping locally, which would be absolutely wonderful. So we're looking at that. We're also posting, future dates that are tentative right now, depending on where it's happening. To give you an example, we always have our annual gala, and we've had to postpone it a couple of times now for this year. We're hoping later this year, in October, we'll be able to do that. But we always have that at the Thunder Mountain Activity Center on Fort Huachuca. So, of course, it depends on whether or not they're open,
right.
And it depends on how the pandemic goes. But what we're trying to do is as much virtually moving forward as we can so that our members and the community are still able to partake of those events, but hopefully we'll be in person again as soon as possible. So that's our plan looking forward. But if you check our Facebook page, check our website, SierraVistaAreaChamber.com, we're going to be posting those events as they come up and as we're able to host those. So just keep checking in there.
Okay. And Melanie, is there anything else you want to add about the chamber and what you're doing, mission, goals, things to look forward to?
Absolutely. You know, the Chamber of Commerce is a living entity, just like all other businesses are. And so it adapts, it changes. It changes according to the needs of the businesses. And as we know, going into this pandemic, a lot of our businesses had to really adapt and change to the times. Our restaurants couldn't have in-room dining, so everything went to pickup or takeout, and they've adapted. So have a lot of other businesses. So the Chamber has adapted how we're supporting our businesses because the business's needs are different. I just encourage everyone, check with the Chamber, watch what we're doing, you know, with the Chamber, because we're adapting our benefits to our members as best we can. We have a lot of marketing opportunities that our businesses get. When I say that it's a lot of networking, it's a lot of marketing for a really good cost. I think our most expensive membership is, depending on your number of employees, is over $1,000. That's if you're 200 plus employees. But a nonprofit is $150 a year. If you stop and think about what kind of marketing would I get if I paid $150, what could I get for that? Not much. But at the Chamber, $150 gives you a year membership, and you can put flyers in our weekly newsletters, and we'll come out and do Facebook Lives with you, and we do ribbon cuttings with you, and you can host a business at Twilight, and you get invitations to all of our events, and so the networking is huge. It's just a really good deal if you're looking at trying to get a lot more exposure right now for your business. This is a really great way to market your business. Just keep that in mind as we move forward, because I know we don't all have a lot of money right now. This is a good way to not spend a lot of money, but get a lot of return on your investment. With that, the bang for your buck. There's a lot of bang for your buck when you join the Chamber. Absolutely. Just want to kind of give the public a little bit of information on a Chamber of Commerce. The majority of Chambers of Commerce across the United States are legally 501c6 organizations. A lot of people go, what's that? You know, because everybody knows what a 501c3 is. It's a nonprofit organization. Well, there's a lot of 501c type companies out there, but they're not all 501c3s. 501c6 is considered a nonprofit, but it's different in the way the IRS looks at it. Because of that, we as a 501c6 are not eligible for any of the additional funding that has come out. For the PPP and the EIDL funds that have come out, we cannot apply for that. Our income literally does not come from the city, it does not come from the state, it does not come from the federal government. Our income is based on our memberships and our events and our sponsorships. Obviously, since we can't apply for additional funding, and because a lot of our businesses that we are supporting right now are going through really difficult times as well, our membership has decreased a little bit because of that. And then also our events. Now, we're not able to go out there and host all of those events and with the sponsors. We've had to tighten our belt a little bit here and make some staffing changes. The Chamber knows what you're going through right now. If you're interested in becoming a Chamber member, we are here for you. Any questions you have, feel free to give us a call at 458-6940. Look us up on SierraVistaAreaChamber.com or jump on our Facebook page, or we have a Facebook group called Sierra Vista Community Updates that we created, and that is for the entire community to go on and find support for your business or post information about your business or post jobs if you have some available. We have a lot of resources for you, so we would be happy to hear from you.